Hall, Lucinda, Battle Creek, Michigan, October 14, 1874. Dear Sister Lucinda, we received your doubly welcome letter today. I hasten to answer it. I could not restrain my tears as I read your letter. I believe the Lord has been with you and will raise you to health. But Lucinda, I want you so very much in my parlor. We have two new sofas, and our parlor has the stone box stove in it and looks just as pleasant as can be. We want you to come if you can endure the journey. Your pale face will not frighten me. We have Emily Fellows to help us. We want you to come, not to work, but to rest all winter. You need not touch a stroke of work. Will you come when your father comes? Do not be left behind. He can take you through all right. I feel that some great loss is in my family. I miss you so much. I do not think I have been one bit too tender of you. You are very precious to me and are as near to me as my children. We are attending to many matters right and left. We long to just see you and talk with you. Rosetta is just as true and faithful to our interest as it is possible for her to be. We feel thankful for this interest which she manifests, for we should certainly miss you much more than we do if it were not for Rosetta. But Lucinda, we must have you back. We want you to rest and take everything easy and be cheerful and happy. This home is more pleasant than the home on the hill. We have sent for our children to be brought by Brother Butler. He says they both say that they will go with him to meet us in Michigan. I have been very well, but feel somewhat tired and worn down. Now, Lucinda, don't hang back, but come to our home, and we will do all we can to get you well and fatten you up. We shall have the very best help we can get. We hope that all your folks are well. We would enjoy a visit with you all so very much, but the time is what we cannot spare. I have thought, Lucinda, how dangerous it is to live in an unprepared state to meet God, trusting to a bed of sickness to get ready. There have been, all over the land, many very singular and sudden deaths. We must not neglect the things of eternal interest. Be cheerful, Lucinda, and trust wholly in God. A reward awaits the faithful ones. May the Lord comfort, bless, and strengthen you, is my prayer. Much love to your father, mother, Eleanor and her husband, and Mary and Samuel.